A unique annual census in Santa Barbara County is complete and shows the once-endangered gray whale population on the West Coast appears to be healthy.
Gray whales count was organized to involve the community in the phenomena of the gray whales migration. And what we do is survey from mid-February through the end of May the northbound migration of gray whales through the near shore the Santa Barbara Channel.
Michael Smith is project coordinator for Santa Barbara-based Gray Whales Count. The hundreds of volunteers staffed a viewing post near UC Santa Barbara from February 16th through May 26th. They're looking at the total number of whales and, even more importantly, the number of calves.
Since females don't give birth every year, the general migration consists of males, females, juveniles. The mothers and calves is obviously mothers with their brand new calves.
Because there are days lost in the count to rain, fog, and wind, which makes observation difficult or impossible, the data is used with the mathematical algorithm, which helps compensate for the lost days and helps with year-to-year comparison. Smith says the raw totals for this year's counts include 1,412 gray whales counted and a record 296 calves.
It is our second highest total by a long way. We believe that in fewer hours, we counted perhaps a new record in the general migration, and we certainly did a new record for us in the calves.
He says the numbers are confirmation that the once-endangered gray whale population off our coastline is in good shape.
There are a lot of people who believe that it is probably at about the optimum level for sustainability in this world of climate change. Right now, they're at about 20,000 whales and doing very well.
While the whales are known by many as California gray whales, they're actually just commuters passing by the state.
Those whales are born in Mexico. Even though some people call them California gray whales, they just go by California. They're born in Mexico in the late winter, early spring, and they'll spend about 2 months in the lagoons in Mexico with their mother, and then they'll go north. It takes them almost 3 months to get up there. When they're there, mom will teach the calf how to feed, and after a couple of months, she will leave, and the calf will be on its own from there.
Smith says the good news is, because of the Alaska to Mexico round trip, we get two shots at seeing the huge creatures off our coast.
The population then feeds up there in Alaska, northern Alaska, and then returns on a southern migration in October, going by California. They arrive down in Mexico, they spend a couple of months, and then they do it all over again.
The researcher says if you go whale watching now, you might see a gray whale straggler or two, but they're mostly gone. But he says don't worry, there are plenty of other whales to see.
Right now, humpbacks are here to feed. They migrate from South America and Central America and come up to the Santa Barbara Channel to feed. Humpback whales, later in the year, see blue whales, fin whales. It's terrific.
Gray Whales Count is a nonprofit with the goal of helping a federal agency, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is charged with protecting the gray whale population. Smith says the army of volunteers, plus support from the community, makes the effort possible.
We have very generous people in the community provide a basis of support. Foundations, the Orange County Community Foundation, Pacific Life Foundation, Deckers in the community has been a big supporter.
Besides NOAA, the federal agency, the data is shared with a number of groups which study gray whales and is also used as part of an educational program on whales, which reaches more than 1 million school children annually. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.